It's EB News Briefly for Wednesday, 12th of November. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the full podcast, let's get you up to speed. Global EV sales, 1.9 million last month in October. The number's in, and the numbers are good. Year to date, 16.5 million EV sales. Europe is actually leading some growth in October, but China obviously still remains the largest single market with 1.3 million EVs sold, or NEVs, in China language. Majority of those pure BEVs, by the way. Consumer interest in EVs is rising in the United States. New data coming out today from J.D. Power shows that more people than ever say they are very likely or somewhat likely to buy an EV or lease an EV in the next 12 months. Top reasons that people say they, once they own an EV, would never go back to combustion include lower running costs, incentives at state level, things like driving performance and design. Tesla's Cybertruck, Model Y and Model 3 program leaders all left the business. I don't want to say quit or were fired, but both gentlemen that manage both programs posted within hours of each other on LinkedIn that they are no longer with Tesla. There's been a lot of very senior engineering talent leaving Tesla, not only just recently, but over the last couple of years as well. Things like VPs and heads of programs. Of course, they've got strength and depth there, but that was a very odd set of circumstances to lose the heads of your vehicle programs for what is a company that still makes all of its money, really, out of, well, you know, vehicles. Tesla's Semi has updated specs. 850 kilowatt hour battery pack and a 70% energy recovery in 30 minutes with its 1.2 megawatt charging. Elon Musk saying the volume production will be next year of the Cybertruck. Ford is pausing the F-150 Lightning production. They say it's temporary, but they haven't said when it'll start again. There's aluminium shortages because of a fire at a supplier, and they make more money from F-150s that are combustions and hybrids, and so pausing production on F-150 Lightning, but they say it's not the end of that vehicle. MFG is a fuel retailer here, but a few years ago really began a big investment in EV charging, giving EV chargers pride of place at their fuel stations, offering big signage and fantastic installations as well with great hardware. 522 locations now and 1,300 devices. They just came only just behind Tesla's supercharger network in the annual charging survey over here done by ZapMap. Now, Tesla used to just walk it. MFG doing really well. And also honorable mentions for Ionity and Osprey. In the US, Edmunds pointing out that three-year-old used EVs are going to have an incredible 2026. At the moment, the fastest selling car on dealer lots are pure EVs, sitting on average for 34 days. The longest will be plug-in hybrids, almost 50 days. VW and Rivian's partnership continues to move forward. They are currently engineering prototypes of the compact city car, the ID1, with not only the new software from Rivian, the whole new ethos and philosophy of making an EV, the way that they do it with a zonal architecture. Those cars are now in testing. There'll also be some other vehicles from Scout and VW in Q1 on the roads doing testing around their headquarters. The used car market in the UK strengthened in Q3, driven by more people buying used EVs. Subaru say they'll redirect funds which were intended for electrification back towards combustion hybrids. Subaru, very small car maker, obviously reliant on Toyota with that partnership. They said they're not cancelling the upcoming EVs, though, the Trail Seeker and the Uncharted. And Toyota have launched their electric Hilux pickup truck. A pleasant surprise until you hear about the battery, which is 59 kilowatt hours and has 149 miles of range. What a joke. That's Briefly.